Welcome into the Jump Around Extra. My name is Riley Yauch, and I am thrilled to be joined by the Hall of Famer and current head wrestling coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. He is Chris Bono. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today.
All right, man. Thanks for having me. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, no problem whatsoever. Great seeing you at the press conferences every week. And, you know, I'm sure you absolutely love the grind of the wrestling season, but are you at least a little bit excited to finish this non-conference slate strong and get home and have some fun with the family for the holidays?
Yeah, you know, you always look forward to, getting a little break, and really more so for the kids to get away. And, we could go every day, all day long. But let these kids get away. Let them enjoy their families, and then once we get back, it's going to be a sprint to the finish.
That it is, and I'm glad you brought it up. You guys are 5-0 right now. You have matches for those of those listening who don't know. You have matches against Lock Haven and Utah Valley coming up tomorrow, then Arizona State on Saturday. Then it's Big Ten season. You start with Iowa in January. Given where your team is at right now, what are your goals personally for this team for the rest of the season?
Well, obviously, right? There's wherever there's a score being kept, you want to win. So obviously the goals are to win everything that we compete in. But most importantly, it's also we want to make sure that we're getting better every day, every week, every match. And, the first five duels, we have definitely seen improvement out of all of our guys. And so we're looking forward to finishing this semester strong. And then we make sure we get ready to roll when that Big Ten season, but we've got to improve, and then we've got to make sure we hit our stride in March where we want to be rested, recovered, and then we put our best foot forward.
All right. Sounds good. And now looking big picture here a little bit more, when you look at where Wisconsin wrestling is at right now, what do you see as the next step in elevating this program to maybe say where the Penn States are at, the Iowas are at, the Minnesotas, the Nebraskas right now? What do you have to do to take that next step?
That's kind of a loaded question, right?
Yeah.
I think everybody knows what's going on in the college world right now. So obviously, we don't look too much into what we don't have. We look at what we do have and how far we can take what we have. So for us, right, it's just developing these guys to have that, to make that next step. We've got to have national champions and multiple All-Americans year in and year out. I can't control what Penn State does. I can't control that, but we can control what we do here and with what we have. And we just want to make sure that we're maxing out, our resources, and we're maxing out, these guys' efforts and, doing the best we can with what we have and making sure that we represent the school with, the best way we can.
Yeah, and you mentioned maxing out everyone's efforts. What do you use to measure whether this program and even individuals are moving in the right direction year in and year out?
Yeah, well we measure how we compete. I mean, obviously, this year we're winning wrestling matches and guys are ranked. We have a bunch of them ranked, but the ultimate measure, right, is are these guys accomplishing their goals, which are being All-Americans, national champions, at the end of the year. Dual meets are super important to our program. We want to win everything. Our fans love dual meets. You're rooting for your university. It's awesome. But the bottom line is we've got to show up in 3 days in March. It's a national tournament and put guys on the podium and try to put guys in the NCAA championships, the finals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I can't say it any better than that. From your perspective, just looking at the growth of wrestling, whether it be in the state of Wisconsin, in the Big Ten, across the country, how, let's say just over the past decade, have you seen the sport of wrestling as a whole grow and continue to expand its audience?
Yeah, the sport is growing very, very fast. We're one of the most watched sports on Big Ten Network, number one. So people are tuning in. Our NCAA championships are sold out every single year. And now you throw in women's wrestling is the number one fastest growing sport in the country. So you couple all that together and our sport's growing. Our guys on representing Team USA are, winning the Olympics and they're winning team titles at the World Championships. So the sport is, I think it's at an all-time high right now, in our country. The state of Wisconsin, right? Everybody knows it's one of the best states in the country for wrestling. These kids are winning, you know, from our state, they're winning national titles, and they're becoming All-Americans. So I would tell you from a state side, you know, this state's amazing. You look at our state tournament here, it's sold out at the Kohl Center every single year. It's one of the best state tournaments I've ever been to in my life as a spectator. So I would tell you that the health of wrestling is at an all-time high right now.
Yeah, and I know I personally also love heading to the Kohl Center year in and year out watching. The March of Champions is awesome. It's a spectacle for those who haven't seen it. And you mentioned women's wrestling. I don't know if this is a question you can answer, but is it possible to see Wisconsin adopt women's wrestling sometime in the future?
Well, I mean, you never, right? There's always a possibility. Whether it happens or not, that's definitely not for me to even speculate on, you know? So, I can't answer that question, but, you know, I would tell you that you never say never. So who knows if it ever happens, and it would be awesome if it did. But again, that's not for me to decide on.
Totally fair. This is a question I think you can answer. You were a wrestler. You won the national championship at 150 pounds in 1996. You've been at the top of the sport, and you've been pretty darn close to the top as a coach too. So in your opinion, is adversity throughout the difficulties, the ups and downs, the grind of a wrestling season, is it easier to deal with as an athlete or as a coach?
I would tell you 100% as an athlete. As a coach, right, the adversity comes in, that's sometimes out of your control, right? You've got 30 guys on your team from 18 to 23, 24 years old, that they go through a lot of adversity, which means you're going through it as well with them. And some of those things you can't control. And, you know, all you can do is lend your support to the guys and do all those good things. But as a competitor, when something happened, whether you got injured or whether you took a loss, those are things that I could control and, you know, work harder in and or do my rehab and get healthy and things like that. And as a coach, remember, you're not just worrying about one guy, right? As an athlete, you're only worrying about one person, yourself. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely tell you, it's way harder to deal with adversity as a coach versus an athlete, an athlete.
Yeah. Is there any type of adversity specifically, whether it be dealing with someone who's injured or maybe who has personal issues as a coach? Is there any type of adversity that hits the hardest, that's the most difficult to deal with?
Yeah, obviously you care more about these guys as as young adults than you do as wrestlers. So it's I wouldn't tell you it's daily, but there's a lot of things that pop up with, you know, grandpa's getting sick and moms and dads getting sick and they're across the country and they can't get home or whatever it is. And you got to sit here and be, you know, and I don't ever want to say you want to be their father because you don't replace their dad, but you've got to be that guy that makes sure they're taken care of. You put winning wrestling matches aside and make sure that their family's taken care of and you make sure they're taken care of. While they're away from home or till they can get back home and deal with those personal issues.
Mm-hmm. And now for, I guess, the team as a whole, last year was a little bit more difficult in terms of win-loss record. This year going a little bit better. What is your strategy as a coach? You already have so much to deal with. For sort of resetting the room, you hit a difficult stretch in the season, you hit some tough circumstances. How do you go about keeping everyone's head level and getting everyone back on track?
Yeah, so last year was a bad year, right? We had a couple of guys redshirt, we had a couple of guys injured, we had somebody leave, you know, and those were all kind of unexpected to begin with. And so when that happened, right, it became, you know, the next man up. And obviously our team wasn't strong enough to even be able to compete. So we did a lot of resetting and we did a lot of, it was great because those guys got a lot of experience, but we knew we had a good team. All those guys were still in the wrestling room. The guys were rehabbing those injuries. The guys that redshirted were in there every day. So it wasn't like we had to end the year and be like, hey, we got to get in the portal and get 8 new guys. We had our guys. And as a matter of fact, we didn't even get anybody in the portal and we didn't lose anybody in the portal. So our strategy, you know, of recruit, retain, and reward kids in our program has worked out, and now you're going to see a little bit of that this year, and hopefully we can keep building on having a successful year.
Yeah, that's super interesting to me. And I know you said earlier you can't speak for what any other program is doing, but at least from my initial thought, that doesn't seem like a common strategy in this day and age of college athletics and actually maintaining and keeping the guys that you have in the room consistently all 4 years. So how special is that to have those relationships with these guys and continue to be able to build them for stretches of time and I guess want them to or I guess get them to want to stay year in and year out?
Yeah, so we're our staff, right? We're relationship people. If you've ever been around us, we want to have a relationship, and when we do, right, we want that to be for life. So when we have these guys in our room, we want to make sure that we are doing what needs to be done to keep them, right? Is it about paying them? Is it about keeping them happy? Is it about things like that? What are their needs to make sure they, number one, graduate from here, and number two, they have a great student athlete experience while winning championships? We don't want to train them for 2-3 years and they take off and go somewhere else. So we want to make sure from day one, you know, they understand, we understand what's it going to take to keep you here. Here's our commitment. Now we need a commitment back from you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're just been lucky the last couple of years to make sure we have the right kids in here that understand the word commitment. They've made a commitment to the school. They've made a commitment to their buddies. They've made a commitment, right? And in return, we're going to make a commitment to them and make sure that we follow through with what, you know, we say. So, and like I keep telling you, man, we're just trying to max out what we have, you know, and, you know, could we go in the portal and try to, hey, you know, this guy only won 7 matches or 15 matches. Could we go in the portal and get that weight class bigger or better for next year? Yeah, we could, but I'd rather try to develop this guy. He's committed to our program and let's keep rolling. Now, will we ever use the portal? Absolutely. Right. You know what I mean? There's I think there's a way of doing it. And, you know, any way you can make your team stronger, you know, that's definitely where you want to go. And that is definitely on, you know, injuries and red shirts and different circumstances. So I want to put the best team I possibly can out every single year. And if that's with our 28 guys or 30 guys in the wrestling room, that's what we want to do. But if we have to get in that portal and people want to be Badgers and they want to commit to us, we definitely will use that as well.
Yeah, have you noticed that it's gotten more difficult since the NIL era and transfer portal era has started to find guys that are committed to the University of Wisconsin and want to be here year in and year out?
Yeah, it's definitely harder, right? Because there's too many variables going on right now, and who are they really listening to? And you know, is the grass always always greener on the other side? So, you know, it is what it is. That's the game we're playing right now. You know, you've got coaches in kids' ears all the time. You've got agents. You've got parents. You've got club coaches telling them, you know, things that aren't true in your programs and what's going on and you'd be better here than there, things like that, you know. So accountability is huge, man. Accountability, commitment. You know, I was always told, you know, your word is your word. Once you give your word, you better come true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, you mentioned that there at the end, would you say that is how you define the culture of Wisconsin wrestling, or what would you use to describe the culture of Wisconsin wrestling? And I guess, how have you used that to maintain and keep these guys here?
Yeah. Well, our culture, right, from the coaching staff to the kids is you're going to get our best effort every day. And our culture is we want you here for 4 years and then we want to be involved in your life. All right. We just don't want you here for 4 years, win a couple titles and get out of here with your degree. Some of our most special relationships are kids that we've coached 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years ago. That's what we want. That's what you're going to get from the staff. You know, and then in return, right, our program is built the kids on just hustle, effort, and attitude. Our culture is, you know, give us your best hustle, effort, and attitude in all areas of your life. Results will be what they be, but at the end of the day, you're going to have no regrets when you leave our program. And that's ultimately what I'd love for our kids to have, is no regrets, is, you know, hey, this is what they said when we started. This is how it went. We had some setbacks. We had some arguments. We got through it. But at the end of the day, those coaches cared about us. They loved us. They gave us all they had to give us. And in return, I did the same thing for them. And now we move on.
Mm-hmm. Are there some guys you could name for us right now that you have those special relationships with? Is there some examples?
Oh, well, I would tell you this. These guys on our team are absolutely amazing. I mean, you start with Nicolar Rivera. My relationship is different with every kid as well, right? Mm-hmm. Nicolar is been with us since day one. Nobody believed he could ever go to college and wrestle. We believed in him. We told him we were going to get him there. He trusted us. The university backed him, and we went and did it, right? Zan Fugit's only been here a couple years, you know, surprising everybody, being an All-American. Different type of kid than Nicolar, right? But we have a great relationship. You know, and you go on and on. Braxton Amos has been here 6 years already, on and off and everything, right? Different relationship. But right, he knows deep down inside we love the kid, and we're going to do whatever it takes to make sure that he's always here and give him what he's got. Joe Zargo. Joe Zargo has put an amazing amount of trust in us, right, and has been loyal since day one, right? You go up and down. Luke Meckler. You know, it's just these guys are amazing. Cody Gable, Cale Anderson got in the portal thinking he wanted to go maybe to a lower division and wrestle, and realized what a great brotherhood we have here, and came back for his last year to compete, and he's in the starting lineup. You know, Wyatt Ingram, a local kid up in Amory. You know what I mean? We had to figure out some things along the recruiting process. I told him to stick with us. We'll take care of him. And at the end of the day, we took care of him. He's doing amazing. Loyal, family's loyal. You name it. It is amazing. Luke Condon, all the way from California, has put his trust in us. And he's responding. You know, up and down. Carson Exford from Idaho. Lot of questions coming this far and doing these things. And you see them really flourishing. And the best part is, right, and I think I hit on all 10 starters there, but I think the best part is the bond they have amongst each other. We don't have cliques on our team. We don't have these three guys hang out here. These guys, you could put one with another, and they would get along like they were brothers. If you just had two guys go out and do something, they could pick one, and they could get along like it's just like they're at home. So that's something I'm really proud of. You can't force a relationship, but the relationships these kids have with each other, and then the relationships these kids have with our staff is second to none.
Yeah, that sounds incredibly special from an outsider. Just a few more questions for me, Coach. Starting with, I know I asked you this during a press conference once, but for the fans listening and watching this video now, could you just explain, a lot of the guys you just mentioned are from right here in the state of Wisconsin. How important is recruiting the state of Wisconsin to you and your staff?
Yeah, well, any program you're at, number one, you want the hometown kid. You know what I mean? Everyone wants to lock down the borders and do that. But what people don't understand is if you've got a number one kid in the country in Wisconsin, there's 50 schools in here recruiting them. Yep. You know what I mean? And so you got to lock it down. You got to do what you can to do it. But it's super important to us, right? We are in every kid's home that we feel can be a Division I wrestler here in Wisconsin. We recruit them hard. We have 50% of our starting lineup this year are Wisconsin kids. Right. I would tell you, go try to find, you know, how many more lineups are like that in the top 20 in the country. Top 15 in the country are with 50% of in-state kids. You know, obviously, there's been some very, very good kids that have gone to other places around the country. And that's good for them. They want to go to other schools. That's no problem. But the opportunity to wrestle in front of your home state, the opportunity to get a degree from this wonderful place, you know, we always feel that those Wisconsin kids, they need to stay home. You're in the Big Ten Conference. We can get kids to the national championship. The bottom line is this, though. We to keep kids around, to get the best recruits, right, you have to have a winning and entertaining product, right? And last year was not a good year for us, but we start winning a little bit. We start doing this. We'll start locking down a lot more kids from Wisconsin and as well as around the country.
Yeah.
But you look now, right? Our recruiting class for next year, two of the best kids in the country right here in Wisconsin, right out of Mount Horeb, and Eli Leonard and Hunter Stevens, both top six kids in the country. Nobody really talks about that in our latest recruiting class, about two top 10 kids in the country from 25 miles down the road are going to be in our program next year, right out of our state, you know?
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up. And I know as a Wisconsin wrestling fan, and I think I speak for most Wisconsin wrestling fans, we want the program to be good. We want to see you guys succeed, and we enjoy watching you guys win in the field house. Now, on a little bit more of a personal level, Coach, I know you are a man of faith, and I can relate to that a lot. How much does that impact your coaching and how you build these relationships and just how you approach life?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm glad you bring it up, right? Because I respect everybody's faith on our team. You're not going to see us practice Sundays between 7:30 and noon because everybody wants to go to church. You know, I'm not going to, you know, have those workouts where kids missing church or they're missing their faith or whatever they want to do on those days. We don't push any kind of religion on anybody, but we respect everything. And you know what's good is when you actually get on the road and you can talk to some kids and you're educated enough to know where they're coming from with their faith, and you can understand, they where they want to go and what they believe and how your faith can help you in your life. I guess that's how you, without getting too deep into it, my experience is in why I am a man of God, why I believe in God, why, you know, I've got experiences that, I shouldn't be where I am. There's only one reason why I am where I am. But there's only, and that's my faith, and that's somebody looking after me. And I can tell you, countless stories of things that should have never happened, right? It's you don't want to call them miracles, but amazing circumstances that have put me where I am. And so it's awesome. And what's even better to see is when these kids on our team, it's just the other day, I was like, hurry up, I got to go. Can you get me this thing real quick? I'm like, where are you going? It's like, oh, all the boys are meeting up at the coffee shop for our Bible study right now. So it's those guys organizing their own groups and doing those things are absolutely amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing. Absolutely love to hear that. Yeah, could not respect it anymore, Coach. Now, only two more things for me, then I'll let you go. I know you're busy. First, I know how amazing the field house can be. I think a lot of our listeners, they know how crazy it can get during volleyball games and whatnot. But can you just tell our fans why they should make it a priority to get out to the field house for a duel, for some wrestling this coming new year?
Number one, right? I feel like our position, we got to be promoters. So we make it fun, number one, for the kids. We, you bring your family, your kids are going to have a good time. We want them down on the mat afterward taking pictures. Our guys are awesome to get autographs. But number two, especially this year, we have a very entertaining team. We don't have many guys that want to go out there and win 2-1. You know, we've got an entertaining team. You're going to see a lot of points. The music's going to be loud. It's an awesome, awesome environment to watch wrestling. And, We want to pack it. The kids deserve it. We want to get loud. We want to have some great giveaways. And, there's nothing better, than sitting mat side and yelling at the referees and yelling at the other team and just getting involved in these matches. So if anybody wants to come, we'd love to have you. It's going to be this Thursday and Saturday. Supposedly we're going to have some pretty good crowds, and we're excited.
Nice. Love to hear it. Yeah, nothing better than making the field house a scary, scary place for opponents to come and wrestle. Now, final thing for me, before I let you go, I have to make this pitch. You held a dual meet earlier this season at Stoughton High School. You have expressed lots of interest in doing more of these at local high schools.
I know where this is going. I know you, and I know where this is going.
Now,
I know the rival. I know the rivalry. I know where it's going.
Now, I know you don't know where you're going next year yet, and you know where I'm going with this. But may I suggest Milton High School, home of the Red Hawks? You have two former Red Hawks on your squad, Devin Bobzien, Royce Nilo. Sure you love those guys. You'd want to do something for them. That'd be awesome. They have a brand new field house down there as well. Video boards, perfect for a bigger crowd. The atmosphere, it'd be raucous. And like you said, Stoughton-Milton, historic rivalry. It just makes sense to do, one right after the other. And this has nothing to do with the fact that my dad's the coach. I have an uncle that's coaching, my older brother's coaching, my cousin's wrestling. That has nothing to do with this. I just think it'd be the perfect spot next year. So what do you think?
Would we be able to get you down there on the MC or what?
Hey, I think I'm down. If you're willing to have me, yeah, I'll be there.
We would love it, right? We you're exactly right, though. This is our goal. We want to take this thing around the state. We want to honor our kids that are on our team to get a chance to wrestle in front of their hometown. And, Milton, Wisconsin supports wrestling like no other as well. And so it's definitely high up there. And we haven't started scheduling yet, but we'll get with those guys that produce the last one, and if it makes sense, man, let's show up in Milton and put on a heck of an event. I'm all for it.
All right, sounds like a plan. Really appreciate your time, Coach. Yeah, so grateful for the opportunity to talk to you. And any final thoughts? Any final words?
No, we're just excited, man. We need some support. We need these fans to come out, watch us wrestle, and you know, Big Ten season starting in January. It's going to get to. We have some really good dual meets coming in January, but we're focused on Thursday. Two tough teams coming in here tomorrow night, so we got to get ready to roll.
That was the head coach of the Wisconsin wrestling program, Chris Bono. We really appreciate his time. And I know as a wrestling fan, I love promoting the great sport of wrestling. So thank you so much for tuning in. God bless everyone. This has been the Jump Around Extra on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel.